Rich Inner Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jacari, naturopathic doctor turned speaker, writer, and intuitive empowerment coach. Each week, I bring you inspiring stories, people, and messages to help you lean into loving your emotions, transforming your relationship with yourself and others, and giving you the clarity you need to create a life you love. Today's Monday Nugget is going to be all about reflection and intention. I know everyone else is doing it too, but it's important. It's really important. If you're not ever truly reflecting on who you are and what you did, you won't have the ability to see yourself. It's in those moments of reflection that we truly understand who we are and what we stand for. Because a lot of the time we can just go throughout our lives and think that we are this person, but that's just the perception that we have of ourselves, and it's not accurate. And that's been a big wake-up call for me this year, is thinking that I'm this constantly like workaholic, and in a way I truly am, but at the same time it's not generative to the point that I want it to be and think that I'm being. And so that's been a really hard truth for me to fully accept this year. And so today I want to have you think about, what hard truth do you have to give yourself? What do you think you're doing throughout your days, and how do you think that you are being, and is that accurate? And I'm talking in absolutes here, as if you don't know yourself. And you may. You very well may know yourself and be a super reflective person. But I'm telling you, I am. That's just my nature, is to be super reflective. And even I am not 100% who I think I am. And it's because we have these patterns that are subconscious within us that are ultimately running the show and are ultimately making the choices for us, and we think that we're making the choices. So especially if you're someone who, it's like every new year, you're like, okay, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year that I get my shit together. I'm going to eat well. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do the personal development work. If you're someone who always is telling yourself that, but you haven't fully anchored into that way of being, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Because the patterns there that are underneath it all are what's making those choices for you, are what's making you choose to not eat well, making you choose to not make the gym a priority, and ultimately you stay exactly where you're at. And so today I want to give you just some thought prompts, some things that, I mean, maybe you want to journal about it, but there's some things to get you really thinking and understanding, where are you on that scale? Where are you in relation to where you want to be? And I also want to say, you know, 2020 has been a hard year for everyone. And this isn't about getting upset with yourself. This isn't about, you know, being frustrated with where you're at and knowing and being hard on yourself for not doing all the things that you say you're going to do. That's not what this is about. I want you to have a lot of self-compassion for yourself, because the truth is that no one is truly where they want to be. Like, everyone has something more that they're striving for. And it's not to say that you can't love yourself and be content exactly where you're at. This is just about, how do you want to develop into a better version of yourself while simultaneously accepting yourself and having compassion for exactly where you're at? So, to get this reflection started, I want you to think back to this time last year. We didn't know COVID, we didn't know how 2020 was going to go. Last year, around this time, we were setting intentions for the year 2020. And I want you to just think back, how did you want to show up? What were your New Year's resolutions last year? And like I said, obviously it was a rough year, but we did still have the ability to reach goals and to accomplish things. Did you show up for yourself? I want you to just take a moment and let yourself observe yourself over this past year. How did you spend your time? How did you spend your energy? Did you spend all of your energy taking care of others? Did you throw your hands up and say, well, the rest of the year went to shit, so forget all the stuff that I had planned? Did you accomplish a lot of different things that you had planned? Did you have ideas, write them out, say that you'll get to them, but then just never did? Did you have ideas and then take the action and get them done? Like, really take time to be honest with yourself here. Be honest and really get down to what did you say you were going to do and what did you do? What did you accomplish? I also want you to think back to the inner dialogue that was going on for you. What kind of excuses do you give yourself? Maybe something like, I'm too tired. I'm going to get to that tomorrow. I'll just start that tomorrow. I don't have the capacity to do that today. I'm going to do that next week. This week I've got XYZ going on. I'm going to get to that next week. You know what? I just have to make it through this week and then I can do it. I am way too tired to give it the energy that it deserves, so I'm just not going to do it. You know, like really be honest. Like, did you tell yourself these things? Because I sure as shit did. Like, I'm right here with you. I am sharing my journey right along with you. I'm speaking from a space of, I'm going through this too. And those were very real things that I said for myself. And you know what? I say excuses. I say, what excuses did you give yourself? And in a way, it's an excuse because truly what you prioritize is what you make your life. That's what you prioritize is how you create your life, how you create the reality that you're living in. And I did not prioritize the things that I wanted to prioritize because I had other obligations. And I've realized this year that one of the ways that I truly set myself up for failure is by attempting to take on all of these different things and put my energy in all of these different directions. But I'm only, you know, you only have so much energy to give. And it's like I wasn't able to truly get where I wanted to be in any of the areas that I wanted because I was just spread so thin. And so my goal for 2021 is to really anchor into what do I want to see through? What do I want to experience? And how much energy do I actually have to give to that experience? And how can I formulate my energy to give me the experience that I want to have? And so that's the same question that I want to ask you. What experience do you want to have? Like, what's the number one thing that you want to accomplish in 2021? The number one thing. Say 2021 is just as bad or worse, you know, worst case scenario here, as 2020. Even if that's true, what is the one thing that you want to accomplish? And how do you need to show up to accomplish it? What does it look like in your everyday? You know, and what kind of reevaluations can you promise yourself to see if you're on track during the year instead of waiting until the end of the year? And the other piece of this is to really be honest with yourself. Think about where you're currently at. Is this action plan attainable? Or is it a big jump? How might you break it down to make it more simple for you so that you actually follow through? That's the biggest thing for me is that I'll say that I want to do this thing and it seems simple enough. But when I actually look at what all it entails, it's so many little steps that actually does take a lot of energy. And so, where are you at with that? And now, the last piece of this, is to envision yourself going through 2021 being the person who will attain the goals that you set for yourself. So really hold that image of her in your mind's eye. How does she feel going through her life? How does she show up for herself every single day? What does it really feel like to be her? And I want to invite you to sit in meditation. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just literally 2 minutes while you're sitting on the toilet is just fine. Really just sit there, take a moment, become still, and then see yourself. Envision this version of you and feel into what it feels like to be her. Because the more that you do this, you are quite literally rewiring your brain. You are rewiring your natural tendencies and you're busting through those subconscious patterns. Because when it comes to you in your daily life, coming up to a decision and an action that you'll have to take, you can think back to, oh, like this is what she would do. And so I'm going to do what she does because I want to be her. And that's how it works. That's how you change your life. And so I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that you got a lot out of it because it truly is, it can be this simple and create just lasting, immense changes. I am wishing you all a very happy new year. And I also am doing a self-care education workshop on this Wednesday, December 30th at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to be going through a similar thing. I'm going to be talking about this stuff, but then I'm also going to be talking about how to really reroute those destructive thoughts that we have that can get in the way of actually taking action on our goals. And then I'm going to talk a little bit more about how to make self-care truly simple and attainable so that you do it. I want to set you up for success because I've found that, you know, when you make things complex and complicated, it doesn't get done. And I'm more concerned with you actually following through and doing something. And so I've had to do that for myself even. So when I say you, I'm concerned about myself as well. And so that's how my attainable self-care and attainable mindfulness practices every single day has come to fruition is through me wanting myself to actually follow through and do it, but I know that I can be really lazy. And so I need to make it simple. I need to break it down and make it into a bite-sized chunk that literally only takes 2 minutes every day for me to follow through and show up for myself. So I'm going to be teaching you that in the workshop along with how to give yourself a full body acupressure Tuina massage. And then I'll be pointing out some different acupuncture points that are specific for stress and stress, anxiety, depression. So definitely check that out. I will post the link to the Eventbrite so that you can get your tickets. And it's $20. I'm keeping it a low price point so that it's attainable for people to be able to afford and join. So definitely check it out if you're interested. And yeah, I hope that you come. So I guess that's it. 2020 was one hell of a year, and let's welcome in a whole new burst of energy, rejuvenation, and really let's all just show up for ourselves and step into that future version that we hold in our mind's eye because we all deserve it. So I'm sending you all so much love.